Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on the Beatitudes and our deeper personal conversion. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. You've probably heard of the marshmallow test. It was a psychological experiment in the 60s and 70s at Stanford University, where young children were offered one marshmallow now, or if they wait a short period of time, that is, and then they can get two marshmallows. It's a basic experiment in delayed gratification. Can the kid forego pleasure in the short term to get something better in the long run? And obviously, it's really hard for a little kid to look at a marshmallow there on the table and leave it alone. But just objectively speaking, if the kid can do it, it's worth it. So in one sense, that's really the question of life. Do we want to refrain from self-indulgence now, so that we can have the greatest happiness later on? Can we forego certain pleasures now so that we can rest in perfect happiness forever? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. One of the Beatitudes of Jesus is, Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. At the most basic level, the people who are mourning are the people who would like to have some good thing they don't have. They're like the kid squirming as he tries not to eat the marshmallow. He'd like to eat it. It would be nice to eat it, but he's not going to because he knows it's better not to. So too, we mourn when things don't go our way, when we want something we don't have. Maybe it's something sinful, something we know we shouldn't have. Like a guy trying to get over a porn addiction might get antsy and frustrated as he tries to stay away from it. Or how a mother trying to get over her habit of crankiness might really feel all her complaints toward her kids and husband rising inside her, trying to get out by yelling and criticizing. Or maybe what we want isn't sinful. It's just not available. Maybe we can't seem to find a job or a spouse, or we're suffering from a chronic illness and it's getting really, really frustrating. But what we have to remember in these times is blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And it's not just because God is trying to test our self-will. It's not just that he wants to see whether we're capable of delayed gratification. Don't worry, you're not in some giant psychological experiment. All this is happening because the nature of human existence is that we must choose greater goods over lesser ones. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. This life involves a process of what is sometimes called soul building. Roughly, that means God wants to make us into people who are more and more capable of greater and greater happiness. In fact, ultimately, that means God wants us to have a larger and larger and larger capacity of the soul so that we can receive Him. But we need to be stretched. So everything in our experience is directed to precisely that, expanding our souls, our capacity for goodness and happiness, our capacity for God. Sometimes that means we have to avoid certain things altogether, like sin, since sin is precisely what truncates, narrows, diminishes our capacity for God. Sins like lust or crankiness or resentment. But sometimes it means we can practice delighting in small good things of this world for a short time, but then we have to let go of them and move on. That might be the good of a certain job or profession on earth here, or health, or the time when we have kids at home, or the time of consummating our marriage. Those are all good things. But they're not going to be available to everybody, and they're not going to be available to anybody forever. And when it's time to let good things of this world go, it's going to be hard. Like it's hard for a kid to let go of the chance to eat that marshmallow right now. But that shouldn't surprise us, because the whole point of everything is that there is a greater good that we're supposed to be preparing for. And practicing delayed gratification is precisely what gets us ready to receive the infinite delight of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Jesus says, happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. In other words, happy are those who are willing to let go of worldly pleasures, even legitimate worldly pleasures, for the sake of union with God. Their comfort shall vastly outweigh their mourning, and their joy shall vastly outweigh their dissatisfaction and trial now. So, what are we doing to practice delayed gratification now? What are we doing to show that we don't need any particular pleasure now? Basically, there are three things we should be doing. Cutting out sinful pleasures right now. Practicing penance, even when it's not Lent, where we give up legitimate pleasures to develop our willpower and our capacity for delayed gratification. And most especially, when God allows some good thing in your life to be taken away, that we are uncomplaining, that we accept it with trust, knowing God is increasing our capacity for Him. So are we doing these things? Are we practicing delayed gratification by resisting temptation, by giving things up, and by peacefully accepting what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change? Are we willing to mourn a little now so that we can be comforted a lot later? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's not wrong to desire and delight in earthly goods, and it's not wrong to sorrow when they're taken away from us. Jesus wept when Lazarus died, and he was sorrowful, even to the point of death in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that Lazarus would rise from the dead, and he knew that he himself would rise from the dead, and that the triumph of Easter would be worth the suffering of Calvary. But it was still hard, really hard. And the Christian life is hard. It's a life of mourning. It takes a toll on us to try and be detached from earthly pleasures so that we can be fit for the joys of heaven. Jesus wept. Jesus sorrowed. But Jesus never forgot it was all part of the plan and that it would all be worth it in the end. So let's make sure we have the same attitude when we're dealing with God's program for delayed gratification. Let's remember that those who mourn are blessed, for they shall be comforted. Comforted with eternal and unfathomable happiness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were your thoughts with this meditation?
I was just thinking about how good modern technology is, but at the same time, it is really against us on this front, which is, I was just thinking about all the ways in which everything is at our fingertips right now, and I am someone who always gives into what I can get right now. If it's just paying a little extra, if it's Amazon Prime, you can get it in 7 hours. You can get it by the time you wake up. Or it's really stupid. It is maybe the least practical way to spend your money. But when someone Venmos you, you can either just get all that money back into your account, but it's going to take a couple days, or you can pay a percentage to get an instant transfer.
Wow.
And I don't need the extra couple of dollars that someone Venmo'd me within the next 24 hours or some mobster's gonna break all my windows. But I act like I need it now and I want to see it now. Yeah. And so I don't wait for anything. And I tend to skimp on quality for the sake of just getting it now. I feel like I'm constantly practicing the wrong habit because I can get everything now.
Yeah,
you and I were talking about yesterday what it would take to listen to your favorite songs before things like Spotify. You wait till it's on the radio, or you go and you wait till it's out and you buy a physical copy and then you play it.
Yeah, what a difference from the 80s when you had to rewind or forward that cassette tape to get to the song you wanted. And now we have Spotify.
There's a little bit of work for everything that you do and everything that you want when you kind of have to live a slower life. But everything I do in my life is instant gratification.
Which makes our soul grow smaller and smaller.
More impatient.
And smaller.
I mean, even think about internet speeds right now. Growing up even, because I don't know a time before the internet, but I remember a time at least when the internet was slow and everything took forever. And if you wanted to watch something on Netflix, you'd have to watch a bar slowly reach 100 over about 20 minutes. And you're just dying every time it freezes. But now I can't think of a time in the last year that I've had to wait more than a minute for anything on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait. And I want to change that. I think this is such a good meditation for such a little but impactful change I can make in my life. Choosing things that are worth waiting for.
Yeah. Well, I think two of the most important ways, we outlined three in the meditation, but two of the most important ways, one, really get to know yourself and see where we fall into sin. And then remove the near occasion of sin. So we get ahead of it. But the hardest one is when life asks us to let go of legitimate good things because of something you did not choose, you do not like, you cannot change, whether it's, like we said, a chronic health issue or the loss of a job or the loss of a relationship, something.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that we're supposed to have. So as a matter of, like, almost like justice, we're supposed to have that. And now we've lost it. That's where we really, God really is expanding our soul. So in all of these things too, if there's nothing you can do about it, we have to trust God.
Yeah.
He's expanding our soul.
And even in the very practical sense, just remembering that the things we wait for are so much better because we're built for hope. To really hope and prepare for something. I think about all the young families I know right now that are just either expecting their first child or something like that, where that buildup of hope is so good for us to really be in the present and know that we don't have it yet, but we want it more than anything. Those are the best things.
So you're saying that heaven will never show up on Amazon Prime?
Never. I will tell you, we all want to go to heaven. Most of us probably don't think we should go right this minute because we probably need a little time. We probably need a little time to get ourselves in order.
Yeah, it's true. Well, thank you very much for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.